to Romance. Tonight, the dramatic love story of the great composer Robert Schumann and Clara Wieck. Love Song. And here is Frank Gallup to set the stage for tonight's tale of romance.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Romance. Once again, we're going to guide you through the pages of one of the world's great love stories. Tonight, we bring you Gertrude Warner as Clara, the beautiful romantic young concert pianist, and Martin Gable as the composer Robert Schumann, with Ted Osborne as Johannes Brahms in Love Song, a play written for Romance by Gene Holloway. It so happened years ago that two great composers loved the same woman. The lady's maiden name was Clara Wieck, and the two great composers who loved her were Robert Schumann and Johannes Brahms. She was a concert pianist. They wrote music for her to play. As we start their story, Johannes is striding across the fields talking to his dog.
Felix! Felix, come back here! Let the rabbits enjoy the morning, too. Come on now. That's a good boy. You know what we're going to do this morning, Felix? We're going to tell a certain lady that, as far as we're concerned, she's the most beautiful woman in our whole world, and the most maddening, and the most desirable. And we're going to say to her, Clara, will you do us the great honor of entering our house and our life and becoming the heart of it? Oh, we're not going to say that right away, of course. First, we will play the music we've written for her. And then we will tell her how much we love her. Or maybe we won't have to put it into words. Maybe when she hears our music, she will understand. I sent her a note last night. Dear Clara, I wrote.
Dear Clara, I will come to you at 10 in the morning to play for you my new composition. I'm hoping you will find within its all too unworthy cadenzas something for your heart. Your devoted servant, Johannes Brahms. Oh, dear Johannes.
Well, since you'll be having company in a few minutes, I think I'll be on my way.
Oh, why don't you stay and listen to the music too, Marie?
Because I dislike being a third party anywhere. Clara, Have you ever thought of marrying Johannes?
Oh, of course not. He's too good a friend for that. No, Robert was my life. And I lost him. Now my life is over.
Robert's dead and you're alive. You have to make a new life for yourself.
I don't even know where to begin. Marie, when Robert died, he wasn't the man I married. He was a stranger. If I could find him again, if only I could remember what it was like to be young and in love with him, perhaps I could be at peace again. But I can't. Oh, Marie, it's so terrifying to have loved someone so much. And to have lost him so completely.
Johannes would make you a fine husband, Clara.
He has never asked me.
He will. You mark my words, he'll ask you. And for your own happiness, you must say yes, Clara. You must say yes.
You're looking well. It's always so good to have a visit from you, Johannes.
It's always so good to come.
You know, I've been puzzling over your message ever since it came. I'm very anxious to hear your music, especially if there's a message in it for me.
May I play it now?
Oh, please do. I'll sit here by the window.
Listen to my song, Clara. This is what you are in my heart, the best of all the music I know. Oh, Clara, these are all the things I find so hard to tell you. What are you thinking? Your eyes are so far away. Do you know what my music is saying?
do you, Clara.
Oh, Robert. Robert. Why should that name be like a knife in my heart even now? This is Johannes' music. Johannes, who sits there watching me with his kind, kind eyes. But this is like your music, Robert. This is the way you used to play in Vienna. Oh, yes, this is the way you used to play in Vienna. I can almost see you sitting at the piano. I can almost hear you playing your music.
There, darling, how do you like that?
Oh, Robert, it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I never heard anything so beautiful. Oh, Robert, it makes me want to laugh and it makes me want to cry.
Quit dancing around the room like a little girl. You're a woman now, you know. You've got to behave like one. I can't have people saying that fool Robert Schumann is in love with a child.
Why should anyone say you're in love with me?
I've made no secret of it. I've gone all over town saying to anyone I met, friend or stranger, do you know that I'm in love with Clara Wieck?
And what do all the friends and strangers say?
I can't repeat it. It's too terrible.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't joke about being in love with me.
If I don't joke, I might cry. That would be worse, wouldn't it?
Why should you cry?
Because the best I'll get out of being in love with you is a broken heart.
Then I wouldn't do it if I were you.
It's a little late for that, I'm afraid. Clara, do you think your father will have me for a son-in-law? Do you think he'll accept me?
I can't speak for my father, but I'll accept you with the greatest of pleasure.
Miss Wieck, for the 114th time, will you set a wedding date? My patience is wearing mighty thin.
I know, darling, but I keep hoping I can win Father over.
There's not much chance of that when he's forbidden me the house. Clara, I'm tired of meeting you in secret and sending secret letters. I'm going to your father and straighten this out once and for all.
That won't do any good, not now. It's going to take time to change his mind.
Clara, do you love me?
You'll know I do.
Then at least let me try. He can't deny us forever. Darling, this is our day. 1 hour to be young and in love. That's our moon and sky. This is our world all around us to discover and to explore together. It's not ours forever, Clara. Only for our youth. We can't afford to waste a day of it.
I know, I know.
I want you. I want you now. I want you in my house before my fire, taking care of my heart. Let me talk to him, Clara, please.
All right, dear. All right.
Robert, you may as well understand here and now that you will never have my consent to marry Clara. She has a great career ahead of her, and she's going to concentrate on that. She's not going to marry for a long time yet. And when she does, it will be to a man of position and standing and money.
In other words, it won't be to a musician.
That remains to be seen. That remains to be seen.
I see you now, striding angrily from the house. And I remember that I watched you go from my bedroom window and cried a little because I knew we should have to wait. And we had little patience for waiting. I went on a concert tour then, and the months that lengthened into years found us corresponding between the various world capitals, and more determined that we find a way to marry in spite of Father's opposition. On my 20th birthday, I was in Paris, and you wrote me from Leipzig and asked me to sign a paper petitioning the High Court to force Father to give his consent. The court's decision was that all three of us should meet and try to reach an understanding. And so we met in court.
Will you please inform this court, Mr. Wieck, why you object to this marriage?
I object to this marriage on the grounds that Robert Schumann would be an unsuitable match for my daughter. He is lazy, he is unstable emotionally, he has no money to support a wife, and no security to offer her. I've known him many years, and I do not care much for his habits, his ambitions, or his philosophy.
If the court please. Through the many years of our acquaintance, I have found Robert Schumann everything to look up to and honor in a man.
which is more than I can say for my own father right now.
Sarah, my daughter.
Father, you may as well make up your mind to face it. I've waited as long as I intend to. I love Robert, and I'm going to marry him. And no one in the world is going to stop me. Even if you and I must become enemies, I will still marry him.
If the court pleases, I will be glad to testify to the character of Robert Schumann.
Your name, Felix Mendelssohn.
And I will vouch for his ability as a composer.
Your name,
Franz Liszt. I am not personally acquainted with Mr. Schumann, but I know his music well and respect it.
I'll witness for you, Robert.
And so I.
Mrs. Schumann. Mrs. Robert Schumann. Isn't that a beautiful name, though? Mrs. Robert Schumann accepts your kind invitation to tea. Mrs. Robert Schumann will be delighted to attend your musicale. Just say that Mrs. Robert Schumann is called. Oh, it sounds beautiful any way you say it, doesn't it?
Are you happy?
Happy? Oh, I could never begin to tell you. I've been Mrs. Robert Schumann for 2 hours and 17 minutes, and I'm completely inarticulate on the subject.
You're so beautiful.
You're so handsome. Oh, Robert, do you suppose anyone was ever this happy before?
Never.
You won't ever leave me now, will you? You won't ever leave me?
Leave you? I should say not. Whatever made you think of that?
I don't know. I had such a funny dream last night. I dreamt I followed you up a mountain, and when I got almost to the top, suddenly you were gone, and I couldn't find my way up or down the mountain. And I woke up crying. Oh, Robert, if I lost you, I think I'd die.
Clara, look at me. I want to say something, and I want you to remember it always. If you should walk away from me this moment, I'd follow you and find you, even if I had to go to the ends of the earth. Without you, I don't amount to very much. But with you, there's always music singing inside me. Clara, we'll never lose one another, because even if God did see fit to separate us, you could always find me in my music. And I will always find you there.
Oh, Robert, when I think of all the poor women who aren't married to you, I could just die of happiness and pity.
You're very sweet.
You're very handsome.
We're repeating ourselves. Darling, let me give you a creed. Your future will be my future. Your destiny, my destiny. Will you give me a hand on that?
I'll give you my heart. Oh, Robert, how well I remember every word you said that day, how you looked. There was a lock of hair that kept slipping in your eyes, and your arms were young and strong about me. It was easy to forget the terror of the dream of losing you when I was looking in your eyes. So I gave you my hand and my heart and put my happiness in your keeping. They were beautiful days, those days that followed. But there was an undercurrent to them that was the first warning. But I didn't realize it.
Your hands are so red and rough, Clara. You've been scrubbing again, haven't you? I wish you wouldn't.
Oh, I like things clean and shining, Robert.
I don't want you to become a drudge. I want you to be a princess on a satin throne.
I'd rather be a wife. I like to take care of the house. Robert, do my hands seem ugly to you?
Ah, they're beautiful. But they hurt me. Clara, I want to make a great deal of money. I want to put the whole world at your feet.
I have my whole world. Right now.
Clara, listen to this music I've written. You know what it says to you?
It's the most beautiful music I've ever heard.
It's a love song. It says, Clara, I love you and will always love you, now and through whatever times may come. And it says, happy anniversary, my dear.
Anniversary?
You know what night this is?
Tuesday.
The date?
June 6th. Why?
This was the night you promised to marry me. Shall we celebrate it or mourn it?
What do you want to do?
What do I want to do? I guess I just want to say thank you.
Oh, Robert. Oh, isn't it a beautiful night? Someone must have planned it just for this anniversary. Mr. Schumann, you've made me very happy.
Mrs. Schumann, you have a smudge on your nose.
Oh, heavens, what a social error. Is it becoming...
On you it is.
Oh, how nice it is to be married to such a lovely person. And such a great composer. The greatest composer in the world.
And the poorest.
Strange. I thought we were rather wealthy.
Underneath the fun, the laughter, the tears, the undercurrent began to grow. That burning desire on your part to have more. My poor Robert. You never realize that the world has a habit of starving its great artists. And so you broke your heart trying. I couldn't tell you what hour, what day, what season it was when you started to draw away from me. I only know that one day I had you. And the next, you were gone. I was afraid to put the cold fear that stabbed at me into words. But one day you spoke of it. And the shadow fell across my heart.
Clara, I want to ask you something. You were crying in your sleep last night. That's the second time you've done that this week. Is something wrong?
No, no, of course not. What could be wrong?
Have I offended you in some way?
Well, I didn't know I was crying, Robert. I had a bad dream, that was all.
What were you dreaming?
I've forgotten.
Look at me, Clara. What is it? You haven't forgotten. You've been dreaming a lot lately, and you always say the same things in your dreams.
What do I say?
You say my name over and over, and sometimes... Robert, come back to me. Clara, tell me what it is, what you've been dreaming. Let's get it out in the light and look at it.
I dream that I'm out in space, with fog closing in around me. And I keep calling your name. But all I hear is your laughter. And yet it isn't your laughter. It's loud and shrill and horrible. And yet I keep dreaming that it's you. And then you come and stand beside me and look down at me, but you don't recognize me. And I'm all alone, with eternity stretching on all sides.
Oh, Clara.
Robert, you seem so far away lately. It seems as though every day you go into some room where I can't reach you and shut the door. And yet you're right there at the piano. Oh, Robert, I'm lonely.
I'm sorry. All of a sudden, there's so much I want to put into music.
Robert, when we were first married, you made up a creed for us. Do you remember it?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't.
You said, your destiny will be my destiny. Your future, my future.
We were young and sentimental.
We were in love.
Love changes, Clara. It grows older with us. It doesn't always turn out to be the way we plan it when we're young.
You sound disappointed.
Life is disappointing, Clara.
Darling, you're working too hard. Let's take a holiday and forget about music for a while.
Forget about music? No. Life is too short for all that I must do. Life is too short, I tell you.
You have the best part of your life ahead of you. You have years to write music.
No, Clara, the best of my life is behind me. What remains is not much and not enough.
Robert.
I must get back to the piano. You must excuse me, my dear. I've wasted too much time this evening.
Won't you please rest?
Clara, I must ask you not to interfere. I've work to do.
Yes, Robert. Of course.
I wish I'd known the right things to say to you, Robert. I wish I'd been able to give you back your faith in life. But suddenly you were a stranger that I couldn't reach, no matter how desperately I tried. I could only follow behind you. You were driving yourself mercilessly. Night after night, day after day, you sat at that piano composing music beyond anything I'd ever heard in my life. Music that was a glory and a curse.
Darling, your new symphony is wonderful.
I'm glad you like it.
I think it will rank with the great music of all time. Oh, Robert, you look so tired. Come upstairs and rest.
I don't want to go upstairs.
I can't rest. Every time I try to sleep, I keep hearing notes.
Notes?
Yes, notes. Notes hammering in my brain, pounding, drumming against my consciousness until I want to beat my head against the wall to drive them out.
Oh, my poor Robert. You must go to the doctor in the morning. He'll give you something that will help you rest.
I'm beyond doctors, Clara. I know that. I've known it for quite a while. That's why I've been working against time like this. I'm going to die, Clara. I know it. Inside me.
You'll be all right when you get some rest.
I tell you, there is no rest for me. I keep hearing music ringing through my head until it's unbearable. Sounding, 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 never stopping. I'm chained to music, Clara.
We must do something. There must be something. We can't let you suffer this way.
Clara, I want you to leave me.
You want me to leave you?
Yes.
Is it because you've stopped loving me?
Clara, don't you understand? I've lost my right to love songs, and to lullabies.
That isn't true.
Isn't it? Perhaps we should put more faith in dreams, after all. You should have left me long ago, Clara.
Robert, I love you.
If that's true, then leave this house while you still do love me. If you stay, you'll lose even your memories. You'll hate me.
I'll never leave you, Robert. You're my husband, and my place is with you. What kind of a wife would I be if I deserted you when you were ill and unhappy?
I don't want you here.
Nevertheless, I'm staying.
Clara, please. Why won't you listen to me? I'm warning you, Clara.
And then, the night I dreamed about so often.
Robert, where are you going? Robert, what's wrong?
I'm going out. I've got to write some music. I'm going out. I've got to write some music. Curse the music! Why won't it get out of my head? Why can't I shut it out?
Robert, please sit down. Don't go outside.
Get out of my way!
Robert!
Get out of my way before I kill you!
Clara. Clara, come into the library. I want to talk to you.
Johannes, were you able to find Robert? Tell me, did you find him? Johannes, don't stand there looking like that. Tell me what's happened to Robert.
I'm not going to tell you. Until you have yourself more under control, Clara.
I'm all right, but I must know.
Robert tried to drown himself. They're bringing him here. But, Clara, it would be so much better if you didn't see him. He must go to an asylum, Clara.
An asylum? Oh, no. Oh, no. Not Robert. Oh, he just isn't feeling well. He's tired. He'll be all right when he gets some rest. I know he'll be all right.
There he is. They're bringing him in now, Clara.
I must stay, Johannes.
Evening, Mrs. Schumann. Where shall we take him?
Robert. Robert, darling, look at me. Robert!
Who's that woman? What's wrong with her?
Better take him upstairs.
Upstairs. Upstairs, where you are.
Oh, my poor darling.
Clara, I'll arrange to have him taken in the morning.
Yes. In the morning.
It was 3 years before I saw you again. 3 years that I walked the earth a stranger to it. I never saw beauty again, or looked for it. I'd lived for you and lost you. And everything was over for me. And yet, I still held to one thin thread of hope. Until one day, even that was torn from me.
Clara, you must come at once. Robert is dying.
I don't understand, Doctor.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Schumann. I cannot permit you to go in.
My husband is dying. You couldn't be cruel enough to keep me from seeing him at a time like this.
Mrs. Schumann, your husband died a long time ago. When the mind goes, so does the man. I'm doing this for your sake. There is no point in subjecting you to what could only be a cruel ordeal.
But he's my husband. All that I've known of happiness and living has been bound up in him.
Mrs. Schumann, the man in that room is no one you ever knew or would want to know. He's insane.
But if I saw him, if I held up my arms the way I used to, if I smiled, perhaps for that one moment he'd be Robert Schumann again. Oh, you have no right to refuse me. You have no right.
Try to understand. Go home. Shut that part of your life.
No. No. Oh, Robert. Robert. Oh, won't anyone help me?
Doctor, your patient, Robert Schumann, is dead.
After you died, I walked alone through the night trying to find you again. Trying to cross the silence of the past few years with my own longing. Trying to find solace in memories. But I couldn't find you, Robert. All these years, only the loyalty of our friend Johannes has given me courage to live. Robert, he's been a dear friend. But one I've grown to love. So deeply.
Well, Clara, did you like my music? I wrote it for you.
Oh, Johannes, that was beautiful. It was a love song, wasn't it?
Clara, then you do understand. All these years I've held my peace, but now I've been able to tell you with my music what is in my heart.
Yes, Johannes.
Clara, I... Oh, Clara, my dear, you do know. I've tried so hard to put it into music for you.
And you did. So beautifully. I don't know how I can ever thank you. Oh, Johannes. You've given Robert back to me.
This is Frank Gallup bringing down the curtain on tonight's performance of Romance, a program produced each week by Columbia to bring you the great romantic plays and love stories of all time. Romance is produced and directed by Mark Loeb. Tonight's play was written for Romance by Gene Holloway. The cast included Gertrude Warner as Clara, Martin Gable as Robert, and Ted Osborne as Johannes. Vera Brodsky was featured at the piano. Music was conducted by Ben Ludlow. Next week, at this same hour and over many of these stations, we shall bring you another romance. Our play will be the famous parlor comedy Holiday by Philip Barry. Till then, till curtain time next week, this is Frank Gallup saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, and romance.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.